USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning. A state funeral will be held Wednesday at the Washington National Cathedral. Congressional leaders are paying tribute to the late President George H.W. Bush, including Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell.
The patriot who lies before us was blessed with many gifts, but there was no doubt which he prized most of all. A great love story began at that Christmas dance when George Bush met Barbara Pierce, and the grace and virtue they taught their children have enriched this nation through a family of leaders.
Congressional leaders unveiled a bill that extends government funding for 2 weeks and averts a partial government shutdown on Friday, and the Dow was up 288 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
November was great for one U.S. automaker, but not so great for another. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Fiat Chrysler U.S. retail sales were up 17% for the month over the same period last year. It was an upswing led largely by a record-setting November for the Ram brand, with a 44% increase. Ford, however, posted a 6.9% decline when compared with November of 2017. The Lincoln Navigator had a strong month with a 27.3% overall gain, but that was about it for Ford.
Road crews north of Anchorage are working to repair damaged bridges and freeways following the massive earthquake on Friday. Steve Strait is the owner of our USA Radio News affiliate up in Alaska, KEDI. He says this is the worst earthquake he's seen in a number of years.
This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
French President Emmanuel Macron left the G20 summit to return to the continued violence erupting in Paris. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Dozens of injuries and hundreds of arrests as thousands turned out to protest fuel taxes and the cost of living in France. The Arc de Triomphe suffered extensive damage in the violent clashes that raged all day and into the night between protesters and police. The Interior Minister said it was clear some had to demonstrate peacefully, but many others came only to cause violence. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
House and Senate Democrats are openly sniping at one another over President Trump's border wall, potentially weakening their hand in government funding negotiations with Republicans. Congress has until Friday to pass a funding bill, although President Trump did say that he would be open to a short-term extension. Now, when it comes to protecting our southern border, Carla Provost is the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. She joins Fox News and has a message for President Trump.
We need more wall. We need more manpower. We need Congress to fix the loopholes in the laws. Until those loopholes are fixed, this situation is not, well, in particular with the family units and the ability to come to this country and be released into the United States while awaiting a court date that is long down the road.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.